Penguin Random House Audio presents The Care and Feeding of Ravenously Hungry Girls by Anissa Gray. Read for you by January Lavoy, Adenrale Ojo, Bonnie Turpin, and Dominic Hoffman.
We were hungry and lost and scared and young, and we needed religion, salvation, something to fill the anxious hollow in our chests. Maria Hornbacher, Wasted. Althea, you do a lot of thinking in jail, especially when you're locked in the box that's your cell. Mine is about as big as the walk-in closet I had back at home, but in place of leather bags and slingbacks and racks of clothes, I've got bunk beds, a stainless steel sink and toilet combo, and a compact, padlocked cabinet. The cabinet's where you keep your valuables, like family pictures, commissary, and letters, including the one from your daughter that's not addressed to you. The letter that, truth be told, you just can't bring yourself to read, so you've got it tucked inside the Bible that belonged to your dead mother. The Bible's the one thing you read religiously, but not for scripture. You read it for the notes written in the margins. Then, when it's lights out and you can't read anymore, you lock the Bible up in the cabinet and crawl in your bunk, the top bunk, which you're still scared of falling out of. You'd still be in the bottom bunk if it was up to you, but your new crazy quiet cellmate asked for that bunk in a way that made you feel like she might kill you.